want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life.
I'm stoned, you're stoned, we're all stoned. It must be the Hot Box Hostel with your host, the mistress of marijuana, Nico Vicious. Hello and welcome to this fourth episode of the Hot Box Hostel. I am your host, Nico Vicious, the mistress of marijuana. Now coming up on today's show, guys, we've got a lot happening for you. We've got a little chat about my first week in Australia. I'm going to tell you about some of the people I've met, BB, Hermit Girl, Just Stone, and a whole bunch of crazy couch surfers as well. Got some very special comedy coming up, and even some Aussie tunes. So why don't you light up, lie back, and get stoned with me. The Hot Box Hostel.
Late, I was on the right of fate.
Well, dudes, that was a tune by Sneaky Sound System called Kansas City. Now, so like I said, I've not been in Australia very long, but I wanted to get an episode out on the net for you as soon as I could, just to tell you what it's been like since I got here. I've been hanging with the one and only BB from BB's Bungalow on the Dope Fiend cast. It's been an exciting time, man. BB very kindly picked me up at the airport, and she even got me stoned in the car on the way to the bungalow. I have to say, as much as I do think she's a bad influence on me, I'm probably just as bad on her. I got here Wednesday night, and on Thursday afternoon, she skipped work and came to get stoned and a coffee with me in one of the busiest streets in Melbourne. And no one even knew we were smoking. But more on that a little later on from BB herself. I've also met some of the awesome voices from BB's show, such as Hermit Girl, Joss Stone, and I'm hoping to meet the rest of the gang pretty soon. Now, considering I've been in Australia 1 week, I can tell you it's pretty fucking fun, man. I have been pretty fucking stoned the whole time. First few days and night here were pretty chilled out. I was staying at the bungalow and I got up on my first morning here to find BB had left me breakfast and a coffee on the table before she went to work. Now, how sweet is that, dudes? It was so cute. So I rolled a joint and got nice and stoned and then I had my breakfast. Then I decided to go explore. So I got the train into the city, and at first glance, Melbourne City seems like a crazy maze of streets and alleyways and busy trams and buses, and it was pretty scary considering how baked it was. I didn't know how to work the ticket machine at the station or anything. It was all a bit much. Now, but anyway, it was fun. I went a wander around and then went to catch up with BB for some lunch. She showed me around a few places and pointed out all the touristy things. Then we went for a cheeky smoke down by Yarra River. It was wicked. We climbed down these rocks and sat almost in the water smoking a joint each, which was awesome. But anyway, I know I've been talking for ages and it's probably really boring, so I thought I'd give you some nice Aussie comedy. This is a very funny man from Australia. His name is Kieran Butler and I hope you enjoy.
I've been doing a lot of travelling this past 12 months, spent a bit of time in a place called Holland. Anybody been to Holland?
Yeah!
Yeah, been to Amsterdam? Jeez, I got it!
Yeah!
There, you pothead! I got into Amsterdam, right? And I've just gone, if you've been there, you've been this, how flat is that country? That's just ridiculous, you know? Like, I know that they smoke a lot of pot over there now. Okay, but I reckon their explorers must have been a bit stoned. I like get up in the morning and go, oh, I gotta do some exploring. Exploring over here, exploring over here, exploring over here. Oh, a fucking mountain. Oh, no way, border. Exploring over here, exploring over here. Oh, I'm not making it out of that highway, border. Better get a flag though.
Yeah.
French flag looks good. Yeah. And it's a crazy place that I was there. I had to get a postcard for a friend, as you do. And I go into the shop, right, and they got tons of postcards all there. And there's just like museums and there's pictures of like, you know, windmills and stuff like that. And I moved further down the rack and then there's pictures of people's penises and their vaginas with bits of metal sticking through them. What are you making postcards like that for? More to the point, who's actually sending postcards like that home? Darling, Amsterdam's a beautiful city. Having a great time, I really miss you. Here's a picture of someone else's cock.
Now before I go any further, folks, I want to give a big thank to BB for letting me stay at her bungalow and for feeding me, getting me high, and just basically taking really good care of me. So Oz, you don't need to worry about a thing. BB is looking out for me and she's taking care of me. She's been very, very good. She even hooked me up with a spare grinder, and Joss Stone was kind enough to give me a few packs of papers to start me off. It's been really good times, man, I can tell you. Sustainable Baby over the weekend and had many stunned occasions together, walking around her neighbourhood or the city, and then Sunday afternoon she dropped me at my new hostel. That's right folks, I am in a new Hotbox hostel, so I've got to get to know and discover all the possible smoking locations in this building. Now I have found one place next to the hostel. There's a small alleyway with lots of really cool graffiti, so I like going down there for a smoke because it's got like nice things to look at in the walls. It's all very pretty. But yeah, there's also a really cool park next to the river just across from my hostel, and it has the best name ever. It's called Batman Park. Now that's just fucking cool. Like, it's apart from Captain Kale, Batman's gotta be my favourite superhero because he's the only superhero with no real powers. Therefore, making him extra cool. But Captain Kale is still by far the best. But I'm getting away from the point of my story. Where was I? Oh, yeah. New Hotbox hostel is pretty good, and we are secretly recording from inside the building right now. You're listening to Urban Smoker. Shit. No, you're listening to the Hotbox Hostel. So technically Monday was my first official day in the city on my own. So I went for a wee wander, got some lunch, went to a few galleries, and then I was walking down the street and I got handed a flyer. Without looking at it, I took it and I just kept walking. And then once I looked at it, I actually stopped dead in the street. I couldn't believe my luck. I had just been offered free personality test by the Melbourne Church of Scientology. I controlled my laughter, turned back round and asked the dude where I go to take the test. So he walked me over and sat me down and he told me to fill in a questionnaire and he would come back when I was done. So I looked down at the paper in front of me. 200 fucking questions I had to answer. But, you know, all in the name of comedy. I started reading through it and answering them as much as I could, with the options being yes, no or indifferent. Some of the questions were just fucking stupid though, dudes, like, do you ever whistle or sing just for the fun of it? And would you admit you were wrong when you know you're right just to keep the peace? And then there was another 198 questions just like that. So after I finished, they put my answers into the computer and then they came over to tell me what kind of a person I am, where my weaknesses are, where my strengths are, and they told me that I'm a very sociable person, I have a lot of friends, and I'm very confident, but I have problems with my moods, and my emotions tend to rule my head and my heart, which to an extent is kind of true, but they said the only way to help me is to join Scientology and have the wonderful, the awesome L. Ron Hubbard teach me the way himself. Now, they didn't mention that L. Ron Hubbard was dead, and they also didn't mention anything about aliens or Xeno or anything. I was really gutted. But in all honesty, dude, it's a wacky cult that offers hope to people that are in some form of depression or weak will. They're just gullible. Everything they said to me was made to make me feel like I needed them and I couldn't cope without them. If you want to know what happens after the test, send me $85 and I'll be able to go and get my e-meter reading and find out about my phyton levels and shit like that. It'll be absolutely hilarious. Coming up on the show next, guys, we've got an awesome bit of Aussie classic music and I'm sure you'll all remember it. And after that, we've got a very special on-location product review with the one and only BB. So welcome, dudes and dudettes, to a very special part of the Hotbox Hostel, episode 4. Now, I am on location with the wonderful BB from BB's Bungalow, and at this moment in time, we are wandering around in the parks looking for shrimps. It's been an exciting day, hasn't it, BB?
It has. Thank you for having me at the hostel, Nico.
Oh, you're more than welcome at the hostel.
Virtual
man.
Hostel in Oz at the moment. So how you been liking the Aussie bush on our shroom trips?
Oh, it's been fun. My feet got a little bit wet in the water. Tried to jump over like a wee river bank and it just didn't work, guys.
No.
BB made it over, but I didn't.
I kind of made it over. I pulled on a big branch of wood to kind of get over and like put a little bit of a foot on it and pushed it to check if it could handle my weight. And the next thing you know, I just went in. But when I got to the other side, there was lots of little shrooms there.
Yeah, we got loads. So we got loads of good pictures. And
have you ever tried shrooms, Nico?
No, I have not tried shrooms. I'm far too much of the whole cannabis stoner aspect to try any other drugs, to be honest. Tried a few other, but I always come back to weed. So
yeah,
definitely up for trying some shrooms. It should be an interesting experience, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Hermit Girl's got her mind set on trying some shrooms, and the Salvador Dali exhibit in town at the moment too, so she's hell bent on getting us stoner chicks there, so we might try and do some recording there.
The plan is to get stoned, take some shrooms, and then go see the Salvador Dali exhibition and try and not get caught. I really don't think it's gonna work, but while we're out hunting shrooms, some of it's in parks, so we're trying to be a wee bit down low with the smoking weed while we're doing it. So BB has brought a new toy with her to try out, and she's going to explain what it is and what it does. So,
all right, well, I've got in front of me this portable vaporizer. It was called the iInhale, but now it's called the iOLite. Made by a company in Ireland, actually. I suppose we can fire it up now and have a look. But, I mean, what would you say? It's about, how big is it? About
it's about the size of, like, it's like about the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
It's a bit wider than a standard mobile phone, but
yeah.
It kind of looks like an MP3 player, or it's very discreet and it's nice. It's got a nice black one with a big pink strip down the middle. It's very girly and it's very cool.
It is very cool. So I'm just filling up the chamber at the moment. There's a, if you imagine like a drink box or something like that, the top of the drink box where the straw is, that's kind of the mouthpiece, and immediately under the mouthpiece where it attaches to the body is where there's a herb chamber. So I've just filled that up and packed it with a tiny bit of weed. Like, how much would you say I put in? It was like half a joint.
Less than half a joint's worth.
So I just flick the on switch on the side and we hear a bit of gas coming
traveling
through,
if you can hear that. If you can hear that. Now, when I arrived into Australia last week, BB kindly picked me up at the airport, like I said earlier. As soon as we get into her car, she switched it on, handed it to me, and was like, here, get baked. I was in the country less than fucking 10 minutes, man. And by the time we drove to her house, which was, what, 20 minutes, 30 minute drive? I was pretty fucking baked. It's a very odd device, but it's very cool as well.
It is very cool, and I mean, the best thing is you can take it anywhere. You don't need to kind of hiding from cops or anything like that. Yeah, you can just like take it to a cafe or a restaurant, or you know, you could even take it to the hostel and use it there. You won't have to hide down any alleyways or anything.
Yeah, I almost got busted in an alleyway last night. It wasn't fun, guys. As soon as the cops left, I was like, wish I had an eye heel.
They wouldn't have known at all. So if you want to have a drag on that, you can kind of...
Yeah, you can take the joint now.
Excellent. You can kind of describe maybe what it tastes like. So you just take a long, hard draw on it, and it's kind of, heating up at this point, so...
It's very cool. What I think is really weird about it is you can taste the weed. It tastes a lot stronger because it's really pure. And it's not like a bong or a pipe, which is usually quite harsh and hot. This is very smooth and it's not warm. And also, you can end up really, really quite stoned really easily.
You can, actually, and without realising.
It's weird because all of a sudden you're stoned and it's like, I've not actually smoked anything. Like, you don't feel like you should be stoned, but you are.
Haven't had a joint or anything like that, yeah. Absolutely. Especially when you're out in public. Because sometimes I don't realise it when you're out in public that, you know, you might be sitting on a bus or walking around a shopping centre or something, and one minute you're as straight as a tack, and then next thing you know, you're wrecked.
Yeah,
Actually wrecked. You're looking for the food court. You're wrecked. In fact, I read about some guy, he said that he took the iInhale home with him, as he does, and he used it, fired it up, and got, you know, a little bit baked coming home. And then he opened it up to empty out the spent weed, the baked weed, and it was actually empty. So he'd just been getting high off THC that was in like the stem of it.
Yeah, like
the
residue through the which is amazing, because if you're one of those stoners that likes, you know, not hoarding your weed, having a nice steady flow weed all the time and not smoking like too much, then I would certainly get one of these, because you use hardly any of your smoke and you'll be really stoned. Now, you said to me the other week that you had some mixed reactions from it.
Just in terms of what people think of it as. When they see me with it, some people have thought that I've had a walkie-talkie. Others people just, you know, think it looks like an MP3 player. Double Doc thought it was a rectal thermometer. So,
good job, Double Doc.
Not because I was doing anything with it that would make him think that.
Are you sure? What were you doing, BB? Come on.
That's for another show.
If only we had visual, guys.
But no, he just, I don't know why he thought that. Maybe it's just the stem that was coming out of the top. I might have even had the white tip, because you can actually put a white tip on the end of the stem, especially when you've had it on for a while. It starts getting really hot, so you find that, yeah, if you put the white tip on the end of it, it just cools down the end of the mouthpiece a little bit. So, but that's probably my only other suggestion as well, that it does get really hot after having it on for half an hour or so. So if you're going to use this for a couple of hours of baking, then there would be a better way, I reckon, of keeping it cool. I don't know how, I'm not the engineer here, so but I'm sure there'd be a better way.
Yeah, cool. Now, in the tradition of Urban Smoker product reviews, we usually give everything a leaf rating from 1 to 5, so 1 leaf being just crap and 5 leaves being absolutely stunner-tastic. So what would you give the highlight there?
I reckon that if I was to rank it out of my dream portable vaporizer, then I'd say it was a good 4.5 stars. But as a product, as an overall product review, as an addition to every stoner's kit, I would give it a 5 leaf rating.
Awesome.
Yeah, sweet.
Sounds good. Now, I do quite like it, and it is very discreet, and it's very good for beekeeping on the down low, especially if you've not got a place that's safe to smoke, like a back garden or a house or anything like that. Then I'd definitely give it like a 5 leafs for that. But being me, I just fucking love smoking joints. So, like, I like getting stoned from it, but I kind of miss the idea of, like, rolling a joint and then smoking it and then being big from that. But it is a very cool product.
Yeah.
So we did a successful shroom hunt today.
Oh, yes, we did. We haven't actually gone and surveyed our pickings yet, but we're about to do that, so we're going to go through and lay them all out and dry them and stuff. So I kind of prefer to dry them rather than eat them straight out of the bush.
Yeah, definitely. See, I've got a thing with mushrooms that they kind of freak me out. So, like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just the shape of them and texture. It just kind of freaks me out. And the idea of eating them, just, I don't want it. I still want to do it. Like, I do want to do it, but I don't. Like, it's a very weird thing. So, I'm going to try and figure out a different way to ingest them without having to actually, like, eat them and chew them, because I think it would be really gross.
Well, I reckon some people, you know, just mix it in with some hot chocolate or an orange juice, or other people grind them up really fine and put them in, like, pill capsules and stuff.
Yep,
so,
cool.
Yeah, fill those up and swallow down, I don't know, 10 or something of them. Yeah, but, looking forward to trying them, though.
Yeah, we'll definitely get that done pretty soon, within the next week or so, if we've got some spare time. And then we'll definitely do a wee bit of recording while that's going on, and then we can see how fucking wasted we get, guys.
Yeah, don't know how much of a good episode it will be if we're all, like, tripping on mushrooms.
Yeah, we might record it and then not post it.
We'll see how we go.
We'll see what happens.
I'm sure Nico and I can come up with some pod-worthy entertainment for the stoners out there.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much, BB, for joining me on this on-location product review.
No worries, mate.
And for providing the product so that we can review it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I hope you get one too and add it to your kit maybe when you get home.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, I was thinking I could buy one here, but then I would never be able to carry it anywhere, so it would be a bit pointless.
You'd have to clean it down too much. Just get one when you get home, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice one.
Cool. Well, hope you enjoy the rest of the show, guys, and this has been Product Review on the Hotbox Hostel. Well, dudes, it's been an awesome chatty show with you today, and I hope that it will be again next time. Hope you enjoyed, hope you got stoned, and I hope you're going to get even more stoned after I stub this joint out. It's been as awesome as always, and I'm going to be posting much more often now, as I'll have more money to buy weed, because the mistress of marijuana, Nico Vicious, got a job. Yes, I did. I rock. I got a job. Finally, I've only been unemployed for like 7 months, guys. It's been savage. But anyway, before I go, don't forget to check out our MySpace, Facebook, or even leave me a Twitter. Don't forget to stop by Oz's Smoke Shed for a bong with him, and if you can spare a pound, a dollar, or a euro, whatever your currency is, then donate to Urban Smoker and keep bringing you more awesome shows like this one. I love you guys, and always remember, stay high.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's the side effects. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying, if your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay, just, I don't know what I'm gonna do about this light bill. They want the whole thing, they don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm gonna do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles, I've been waiting to burn them bitches.